Okay, first of all, special thanks to Piscol for letting us come over there and use their field. It worked out great for us, and for all of you for coming over there. Right, Vito? You were over there?
I was there.
That's it, man. But, no, today's practice was really sharp. Third down emphasis. Another day of preparation, as we build these preparation days for Miami. So I just thought it was very clean practice.
Were the fields here just waterlogged?
Yeah. It's too much. They said they had, 4 inches in a short period of time. And it was just going to be too sloppy.
How much is, from a convenience standpoint, it must not have thrown you off too much just to go five?
No, actually, I think the time, it took us like 7.5 minutes to get over there and, to come back. So everything's on schedule. We left about the same time it takes the players to walk out in the field, so it worked out great.
Police escort?
No.
Oh, okay.
When was the decision made, and how quickly was that turnaround for you guys to just go over there?
Well, we went out there about 8:15 with our grounds crew and took a look at it, and Hamza did a great job getting the buses, and I think we were going to wait until the last possible minute to make a decision. But, as we saw the fields and, the condition they were in, we decided to go over there.
Concern on Grotz at this point?
Well, we'll see. I saw him today, and he felt pretty good. It was, I think, more of a scare to us, when it took place on the field for him. But then if we got the x-rays and things came back. So, he's had an ankle injury in the past, I think, last year, and it didn't seem to swell up as bad. So, we'll just see. See how quickly he recovers from it.
How's the swelling on Jokel's ankle?
He was doing pretty good today, over at practice. So, I know he's been in the pool and he was walking around today and moving around. So, he's another one that we'll just have to wait and see another day, what it gives us.
I know you've got plans and all this other stuff, but can Parnell play left at all or no?
Yeah, I think if that situation arose that he could play left tackle.
How's Bowenko coming along?
He's getting more reps at right tackle and left tackle. So I think every experience for him is learning. He's playing the position for the, I don't know how many reps he had during the training camp, but I think it's a learning opportunity for him, and we'll see how it goes. I think that he needs more reps. Whether he'd be ready to go to play that this weekend, I'm not sure.
Would Parnell only move to left if there was injuries?
Yeah, it would have to be an extreme case for that to take place.
How do you rate Scooter so far?
Scooter? Well, first of all, we knew when we signed him, we thought we could have a guy that could play the auto position for us and then also add pass rush to be that extra guy in case of an injury or if needed. And he's provided that for us. Got a sack last week, played auto, and then very, very, very good special teams player. So I think in terms of what we thought, exactly what we thought, and probably exceeded our expectations.
Well, the auto doesn't normally take the sub pass rush. I thought to get it both.
No, we kind of, that's what we went out and looked for, a guy that could play auto and give us some pass rush.
He had five snaps with Leo, one sack, so he's close to another one. I think maybe you should play him Leo a little more.
Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes and how the rotation works out. But we always had it intended that he was going to get some reps at the Leo spot in third down.
Did you get an impression of Sanderek where he's at yesterday at all?
Well, he went through individual drills and moved around pretty good. I think what he found out was some areas maybe that he needs was a little bit more deficient than others. But, now he'll attack that area. So I think his overall strength, he's on the right track. Now they're going to focus in more on those specific areas.
And then Cyprian, what's your concern level?
Again, that's day to day. We'll see how he is. He felt better today, so we'll see.
How do you think the communication was with him and Sergio in their first time?
Pretty good. Sergio's pretty animated anyway out in the field, and I think that carries over to the communication part of it. So I think it's helping out now with guys like Josh back there, the communication taking place. So it went pretty smooth.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.